We want to welcome you here to the Mackey Motors pregame show. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City. And we're now talking with head coach of the Carroll Tigers football team. It is Coach Craig Rowetter. Coach, it's always great to catch up with you and see how you're doing.
Yeah, thanks. Great talking with you. And we, like usual, always appreciate all the coverage you guys give us.
So, Coach, we're coming in here to week two. It's already hard to believe 1 week is already behind us. But coming into week two, you guys get Gilbert here tonight. Just wanted to talk week one real quick. What did you learn about your guys in week one?
We had a lot of question marks going into week one. Like I said, we had more returning starters than a year ago, but we also had more, you know, offensively, we started more sophomores and seniors, and that's always kind of a unique challenge. But the young guys stepped up, answered the bell, and credit to the seniors that we do, have, the leadership they provided kind of got those young guys ready, especially on that offensive line. When you have, Colton Whelan and Trevor Schroeder, the seniors there just kind of took charge and took those young guys, Jaden Flug and Noah Hinners and Logan Mencken, kind of took them under their wing and, said kind of this is how we're going to do it. And it went to plan. And not only that, we had some of those guys, young guys were playing defense too, with Tayden Peterson and Reese Sigmund on both sides of the ball. And so they, we answered some questions in a positive way on last Friday.
And, I think the biggest thing from this game, you come back against the Denison Slushwick team this year. You beat them 28-0. You blanked them out, especially keeping control of some of those big guys from last season that gave you troubles. And I thought you really established the run game well last week, especially you talk about Reese, who had, 128 yards rushing. How were you able to establish the run and really stop those guys offensively for Denison Slushwick?
I don't think we talked about them enough, quite frankly, during the other interviews and stuff. Because defensively, Coach Noggle, Coach Shable came up with a great plan. We contained Hildebrand, kept Weavers in the pocket and provided a lot. We got a lot more pressure and sent more pressure than, I was anticipating. And I think that was the biggest thing. We didn't let them get comfortable on offense. And that showed, and then which set us up, our own offense, gave us good field position, almost a reversal of the script from a year ago, where we kind of were putting our defense in a pinch. It kind of got flipped this year. And then offensively, we always want to establish the run. I've always said since I was a player plus coaching, even before being a head coach, if you can run the football in Iowa, you need to be able to run the football in order to be successful, in my opinion. And so that was our goal. We wanted to establish that run. Unfortunately, again, credit to those guys up front, we were able to do that. And then the running backs as well, Tayden Peterson got in there a little bit kind of as our power back, and he led the way on blocking, but he also got some carries. And Cooper Ludwig, I don't think he went backwards one time. He always falls forward, getting the extra yards after contact. And then Reese, kind of our home run hitter there. So, offensively, we wanted to control the clock, and we were able to do so.
Let's talk a little bit about this week and just preparing for Gilbert. What's kind of been the biggest challenge you set for the guys that you were looking to accomplish this week in practice?
We prepare like we do every week. We don't get too high or too low against any opponent. We put in the same amount of work and time for everybody. But Gilbert, they're a little bit younger, kind of like us. Not a lot of seniors, but they have some, but not dominant seniors. And so I think they had some of their own questions week one. They faced a really good opponent in ADM. I think their running back, ADM's running back, was the state champ in the 200 and runner-up in the 100. So we think we have some fast guys. We're not quite at that level yet. So they had a really tough challenge that first week. So we're not overlooking that just because they got one in the loss column. Mm-hmm. But they have they do have a senior at quarterback with Owen Kottman, and he does a nice job running and throwing. And then it kind of switched it up on us. Looks like they're more of a wishbone team now this year. So Not exactly like looking in a mirror, but our defense will at least have seen a lot of a lot of double tight two backs coming at them, you know, and three if we run our power set. So defensively, you know, we'll have seen that downhill running game ever since camp for us, and it'll be a little bit like looking in a mirror. And then defensively, they've last year they were a 3-3 stack, and now they've kind of went to a four. At least against ADM, they played a four-man front. They did walk down five once in a while. A linebacker would come down, and I'm anticipating if we're in our two-back double-tight set, we'll probably see a five-man front.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you kind of bring up their offense. You know, you talk about ADM being a tough opponent for them. They still had a guy, Will Hawthorne, who had two touchdowns, 77 receiving yards. You know, the rushing attack maybe isn't there. So what are you kind of doing, like you said, defensively? You've seen your guys are going to be able to see and have seen this style of offense. So who are some of those guys that you're going to look to kind of maybe catch up in the backfield?
Yeah, you said, like you said, the Hawthorne kid, and he's only a sophomore as well, so it's not like we're the only team out there with talented sophomores. He's a threat. They kind of hide him. They move him around, but you got to kind of pay attention, which I think we'll do a pretty good job of. We've scouted it out and talked about it in practice, but they kind of hide him on the short side of the line. They'll put an extra tackle on the other side, and he'll be an eligible tight end, but there'll only be one lineman between him and the center. So he kind of snuck by ADM a couple times, where I'm guessing they were thinking the tight end was on the other side, but it's week one. I'm sure they didn't show that on film. So one of the advantages of playing week two instead of week one is some of those surprises aren't surprises, but, you know, and that's what they do. They want to try running it. ADM did, you know, they were stacked to stop their run game, and that's why he was open in the passing game, you know, why they had those touchdowns, which similar to us, you know, a week ago, we threw the ball twice, once for a 30-yard touchdown because everybody was at the line of scrimmage wanting to stop our run game, and play action really opens up when you're able to do that.
And digging a little bit deeper on their defense, I see they had one guy, Hank Johnson, the senior for them, eight tackles, and a lot of other guys with five and a half tackles. Do you think you're going to be able to establish the run game again here this week, or what's sort of the plan of attack against their defense?
Yeah, it's not a secret. It'll You know, as long as I'm the head coach here, it won't be a secret. We're going to try to establish that run game. If they have six guys on the line, we're still going to try running the ball. And again, that'll set up, you know, talked about this with my wife on multiple sports. You know, if you're taking away something, you're giving up something. And same way, there's a hole somewhere, and we just got to adjust and find it. You know, once they start taking away the inside run game, that's what's kind of nice with our backfield. You know, you got Tayden Peterson that can smash it up inside. Cooper Ludwig can run inside. Well, even, you know, Zygmunt can too. But then if they want to really pinch that inside, then we do have Reese on the outside, and, you know, we can hit those edges. We ran some toss last week, but we got a little bit more, you know, of our outside run game that we can go to if needed. But we're gonna try establishing our trap and dive and kind of work our way inside out.
And one last thing before we let you go here, Coach. What are some of the biggest improvements that you want to see from your guys here this week?
You know, they always say make your biggest improvement from week one to week two. So I'm really hoping that holds true. You know, and last year it was true for us. You know, we weren't feeling as good as we do now a year ago today. And I've reminded them of that. And Gilbert's kind of in the same boat we were last year, you know, looking for that first win and kind of how you respond to the adversity that's going to hit you, and it will always hit you. So we're hoping to just keep building off of that, you know, experience we got week one. We stay pretty humble this week as far as, I mean, we know we haven't arrived yet. So we keep them in check, and, you know, there's going to be some mistakes made, not only by our young guys, but even the guys that have been there, done that. So we'll just keep plugging away, doing what we do, follow our identity, and you know, let the chips fall as it may.
Well, Coach, we wish you good luck here tonight against Gilbert, and of course, we'll talk to you a little bit more about this game afterwards with the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. So, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, and go Tigers.